Genesis 1:27b. Male and female created he them. Moses here mentions both sexes together, that woman might not appear to be excluded from all the glory of the life to come. For woman seems to be a creature somewhat different from man, in that she has dissimilar members, a varied form, and a mind weaker than man. Although Eve was a most excellent and beautiful creature, like unto Adam in reference to the image of God, that is, with respect to righteousness, wisdom, and salvation, yet she was a woman. For as the sun is more glorious than the moon, though the moon is a most glorious body, so woman, though she was a most beautiful work of God, yet she did not equal the glory of the male creature. However, Moses here joins the two sexes together and says that God created them, male and female, for a further reason, that he might thereby signify that Eve also, being alike created of God, alike with Adam, become thereby a partner of the divine image and similitude, and also of the dominion over all things. Hence, woman is still a partaker of the life divine to come, as Peter says, as being heirs together of the grace of life. 1 Peter 3:7. In all domestic life also the wife is a partaker in ruling the house and enjoys, in common with her husband, the possession of the offspring of the property. There is, nevertheless, a great difference between the sexes. The male is as the sun in the heaven, the female as the moon, while the other animals are the stars, over which the sun and the moon have influence and rule. The principal thing to be remarked, therefore, in the text before us, that it is thus written to show that the female sex is not excluded from all the glory of the human nature, although inferior to the male sex. Of marriage we shall speak hereafter. In the second place, this same text furnishes us with an argument against Hilary and others, who wished to establish the doctrine that God created all things at once. For by the present passage of Holy Writ, our interpretation is confirmed that the 6 days mentioned by Moses were truly 6 natural days, because the divine historian here affirms that Adam and Eve were created on the 6th day. This text cannot be gainsaid. But concerning the order and manner of the creation of man, Moses speaks in the following chapter, in which he informs us that Eve was created a little after Adam, and that she was not made from the dust of the ground as Adam was, but from one of the ribs of Adam, which God took from his side while asleep. These, therefore, are temporal works, that is, works done at a certain time, and not all wrought at one moment, as were also the sacred facts that God brought every animal to Adam, and that for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. Chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. Many divines think also that it was on the 6th day that Adam sinned, and therefore they hold the 6th day sacred on a twofold account, because as Adam sinned on the 6th day, so Christ also suffered for sin on the 6th day. Whether these things really be so, I leave it to them to settle, as matter is not fully known. Moses does affirm as a certainty that man was created, and his wife also, on the 6th day. My thoughts on the matter, as I will hereafter show, are that it is much more likely that Adam sinned on the 7th day, that is, on the Sabbath, just as on the Sabbath also Satan the most bitterly annoys and torments the church while the word of God is being preached. But neither can Adam's sin, having been on the Sabbath, be clearly shown from Moses. There are, therefore, respecting both ways, reasons against reasons, as Caesar Maximilian used to say. I leave these doubtful things, therefore, to be settled by each one according to his own judgment. Lyra relates a Jewish fable, to which there is a reference in Plato, that God originally created man in both sexes, so that man and wife were together in one body, but were divided or cut apart by the divine power, as the form of the back and spine seem to indicate. Others have added more obscene trifles, but the second chapter overthrows and refutes such lies. For should that be true, how could it be written that God took from Adam one of his ribs and built a woman out of it? Such lies are found in the Talmud of the Jews, and reference must be made to them in order that we may see the maliciousness of Satan, who suggests to men such absurd things. Like this is a fable of Aristotle, who calls woman a maimed man, and others call her a monster. But they themselves are monsters and children of monsters who calumniate and ridicule such a creature of God, in whom God himself had delight, as in the noblest of his works, and who, as we saw, was created by a special counsel of God. We cite heathenish and unbecoming things to show that the human mind is unable to establish anything sure about God or the works of God, but advances reasons against reasons. Neither does it teach anything perfectly or fundamentally on these themes.